look at the floor.
I know. Cammie hasn't.
Oh,
this is actually a.
You haven't
even seen the flooring yet.
Oh, so. Gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the new entry.
Oh, wow.
So look at this.
Oh,
so we got a wider entry, and yeah, we're just pulling colors in. Yeah,
oh,
it's amazing,
that's
isn't it?
Beautiful. Oh.
It's crazy. This is beautiful.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Thank you guys so much. Everybody who's been working in here, it is beautiful.
And we didn't realize that we were going to be trendy having our own lanes where people can know how to travel with.
Oh, gosh.
But you can see we're not finished yet. And here, let's go over. I want to go to the other side. We've got the walls, we've moved the sound booth from over here that was always sitting, so that made it more kind of an open area so we don't feel like we're just broken in pieces. Hey, Jana, there she is. We've got now making that the media center.
Oh, and that looks good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brian's here. I don't think he's ever left since the COVID outbreak started.
Yeah, it's been his prison, I think.
Yeah. You're keeping yourself safe. Yeah, so we're still laying the carpet. We're working out so that we've got a better entry, you know, so it's both entries are, you know, you're not just stepping in the building and immediately, here I am. This is part of the living room. That's still growing in its concept, but it's just a center of a gathering, the doors. Here's a really cool thing.
Oh, gosh.
They lowered the screens.
Yay,
now we're not going to get that whiplash
trying to
keep the music going, because with the whole of the stage isn't finished, it still has to get recarpeted. But yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it is.
I love the paint. Everybody who picked colors, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the carpet. Oh, it's beautiful.
And the fun.
And clean.
Yeah. Clean. And what's happened is the flags have been removed from the walls. We don't know how we're going to keep them. We'll probably, at the present, just keep the altars over here for the prayer, the global prayer for the nations, and store the flags, bringing them out every time we need them. So that's an exciting thing, because the place smells fresh.
Yeah, it does.
It really is.
It really does.
And then, let's see. The colors, also, you'll notice, if you have gone on our website or onto our Facebook, they're all now kind of coordinating. We just, that's not something I did. That's something all the media
Everybody else came up
with these ideas.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, media team, Gianna, Brian, all of, HA, all the people who worked on colors, everybody. It's beautiful.
And you know what's so cool is that this, all of this money that we had came through when we, 2 years ago, by faith, God said, sign the lease for 7 years. They'll give you 3 months of rent back to put in facility improvements. We've used two of them. The next one's coming. We're going to get that toward the children's ministry. And then at last year's blessing, the council set aside money so that we could refurbish the sanctuary. So we didn't know we were going to get a shutdown to be able to do this. And I don't think it would have ever looked like this.
I don't think so.
It's something about when your life stops and goes into chaos, you actually have an opportunity to see life differently.
Right.
And think of thoughts you hadn't even thought of. Because for the first month and a half, it was just contemplating. What about this? How do we do this? What colors and what's the shape in the carpet? But here it is.
Yeah, and you guys, everybody knows me. I'm going, just get rid of the building. Let's burn the thing. I don't know.
Well, not like that. you're over here. They made a nice seat for you.
Okay, wait. All right.
We pulled chairs out of the office so we could sit down and start having a conversation. Hey, I think we should take a moment and pray again, just because we're in that prayer for the blessing, prayer for the finances, prayer for everybody. We're in this move. We believe we will see all of these new things coming to pass. But I just feel like, thank you.
Thank you.
We're close to making the budget this year. If we make the budget this month, which we have this Sunday coming, we will have defied the odds of, instead of going under, we went over. And we declare that we're coming into out of the crises in health and wealth. And that's because God didn't intend for us to go down in this moment. He called us to overcome and to go over. And so even wherever anyone is, if you're without a job, if you're wondering when your work will be able to get started again, let's just declare a supernatural breakthrough.
Amen. And all day today, the Lord was just really speaking to me about all the loss that's occurred in people's lives, and that He is coming to make that up, no matter what it was, whether it's just that your loss is that you got stuck at home, you're lonely, or the loss is really a business just completely crashed, or your life crashed. But He's coming to meet you. We're excited about Pentecost Sunday.
Yeah.
And He's promised He's going to pour out His Spirit on His sons and His daughters. And we're going to agree that jobs, more jobs, better jobs, it's all coming back.
Absolutely.
In Jesus' name.
So, Father, in Jesus' name, we declare that You would bring all of Jubilee and all of Your glorious church out of this pandemic into an outpouring of the Spirit like we've never seen or experienced in our lifetime. We declare that we will come out in health and in wealth, the better jobs, new opportunities, increased doors. Just as You have taken our sanctuary and taken what was a shutdown and opened up a whole new image and whole new vision of how to be a new church in a new building, how to come in a new way, we ask You to do it for every person. Lord, meet our budget, bless the church, cause prosperity to abound as our souls prosper. And we ask You tonight, You will cause our conversation, our times of questions and answers, sharing where we are, where we're going. Just make it Your conversation. All we want to do is follow what You're saying and be able to share what You're doing. And we thank You for this, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Well, blessings to everybody. We are live and again, thrilled to be together. The sanctuary is, I hope you got to see it. You can get back together. I got to show one more thing just because we're going to talk about coming back in our re-entry into the building. I like to call it our new entry. And what we are, it's a process because all of you have gotten, I'm sure, aware of the limitations.
Yeah.
And they're there for safety. They're there to be honored. And we're going to follow that. But I wanted to share, besides that, we are not going to stop the online presence. We just feel like the online church, we the church, whether we meet in-house or online, whether we're here in the building or online, has to be strong in the Lord and not be limited by the restrictions, because we saw how fast something could stop but how quickly we all adapted.
Correct.
And I bless that. I bless that.
Yeah.
So just so you see, within the new things that are doing, we've got the website. I don't know how to do this because, I mean, I know how to turn on an iPad.
Maybe
I do. Good thing I did remember the code. Okay, so if you go to our website, we've got our new colors, our new ways to get involved, and we've got something brand new. I believe this is going to be so exciting. It's starting on this coming Tuesday. It's the School of Jubilee. We're going to have our first module, our first teaching. We'll go into, it'll be called Dwell, Session 1. It's an attempt to release the abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, the secret that Jesus walked with the Father. And this is your registration, and I don't know that I got to the right spot, but I'm going to just, go ahead. There you go. Oh, session 1. Thank you, Gianna. Okay, so session's called Dwell, and you can go get a description. You can register. It's free. We're doing First Fruits. It's going to go next Tuesday, 3 p.m. live on Facebook, and we're going to be less within an hour, and if you can't be present at 3 o'clock, it'll be then on demand posted right after. this is the core message for the sent for the new Jubilee that God's pulling us, calling us forward into, how to dwell in Christ. How to, I had to make a video, and there's a on Sunday, and I the video was, what's the school about? Why? What's dwell mean? And I came out of my mouth, and sometimes things do like that. I came out that to believe is righteousness.
That's so good.
The new birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
To follow Jesus is discipleship. To dwell in Christ is dominion. It's the taking possession. It's the kings and the priests,
Amen.
The reigning.
Yeah.
And that's where we're coming into the dwell. You can find us on Facebook. This is where we will be on School of Jubilee. You go onto our page, follow us, because if you follow us on the page, then you'll know, you'll get the any of the announcements, anything that you need to know. And this is where we will meet this Tuesday on the at the School of Jubilee, and we will go live at 3 p.m. at 2. And then we also have it on our Instagram page as a way to connect to us. You can see the colors in the building are now the colors on our website. And again, I had nothing to do with that. But it's really cool to have these helps and support. And we hope it's going to keep us connected. We've all had to learn how to Zoom. We've all had to learn. I mean, I thought FaceTime was hard before this. But I'm not. Now we're getting,
more comfortable.
We're comfortable, yeah. Well, Zoom is the way we are meeting within all of our, Zoom is a place we meet for all our wellness leaders meetings. So it's become a means to communicate and stay together. Thanks, you guys. So here we are. Place isn't finished, but governor has given us a release to go back to the building in a limited, gradual, safe way. We've been praying into that. We're not trying to just rush that, but neither are we trying to. We know so many people have had to sacrifice and given so much.
Yeah.
So what we're thinking of is that we. You speak first, because I had a thought.
I keep thinking about, there's a statement that we keep hearing everybody use when they're giving their official daily briefings, that where they say one size doesn't fit all. And so I think the pandemic, the problem is it affected all of us in different ways. So just depending, like who you were, where you lived, it had an effect on you that maybe it didn't have on somebody else, or just your circumstances, everything you've experienced is completely the way that you've experienced it. And I keep thinking the recovery is the same way, because we have different things that we've lost, different things that have happened to us, different ways we've changed, different good things that God's done in our life over this time. So I feel like this is really a time of getting really close again to the heart of God and knowing how it is that He wants to lead each of us out as an individual.
Yeah, and because, you know, there's physical limitations, every one of us has to follow. It's like a conscience decision on who am I and what is the Lord asking of me. This, I really feel like this Pentecost was meant to be like a bookend. We had Passover to Pentecost, and now Pentecost is coming, and it isn't a building, it isn't a service, it's Jesus' coronation, sending the Holy Spirit upon His church, filling His church, which I believe is first and foremost is in our heart.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm looking for a fire to land on my head, to burn up my old thoughts, to release
Amen.
Me to a whole new paradigm.
Amen.
I mean, I'm sure
everybody's
like that.
And thank you all so much for helping with the declarations and just, pouring your voice into the sound that creates that sound of that mighty rushing wind that's coming. But this evening, as I was on my way over to the church, I felt like the Lord said, it may be for some of us that we're looking for the mighty rushing wind, but He's going to speak in a whisper. Mm. And that's just as good as the fire on the head.
Absolutely.
Because this is so much about your personal heart connected to God's heart. And he's given this time where we get to, you know, start working on that. And we don't want to lose that in the effort that we're going to get back to church.
Yeah, because church, we've enjoyed 70 plus years. Not us, I'm not even that old. But since World War II,
almost.
The church, thank you. The church has had a relative calm and a great season of prosperity. And then this disruption undid everything. And that's where we started with the idea, well, let's just change the sanctuary while we were closed. And then we started meeting on Zoom, and we started the wellness groups. And then we said, okay, we were planning to Pentecost. We were planning at Pentecost to launch small groups. And we said, let's do the declarations. Let's take the message that the disciples had, the words, the scriptures, and start declaring that. And we're still going to, tomorrow will be happening. We're going to have Jan and Gregory Kusky from Israel joining us. They're going to have to stay up late to be a part. But 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we're going to make declarations. Friday we'll do so. Saturday we'll do so. Because we didn't even know where we would be. And it is coming into the new.
Yeah.
It is coming into the new.
I had a really interesting conversation last Sunday. Mary Crewe, years ago, had this vision, and she was talking to me about how at the time, and she told me the whole vision, this was like, I don't know, 5 years ago, probably more than that, about how she was seeing that the building was going to be used sometimes, but people needed to be in small groups because they couldn't always come to the building. And she was just saying, this isn't making any sense to me. I don't understand what it is. And then we began to talk about it as we were talking about trying to, like, how do you fit back into the church? Because we do have a physical limitation, and, you know, so we're trying to, you know, these are all things we're sorting out.
Yeah.
And not,
yeah.
I don't mean to just sound so like I don't know anything. I think we've got a good plan, but I still think there's something more to it. And the other day, my grandson was saying to me, you know, this virus, this coronavirus, this is like the firestorm. And I remembered, that's right, we had shut down,
yeah.
We had everything
mm-hmm.
shut down this fall for a couple days because of the fires and the smoke. And with that, it gave me that like feeling like, Lord, I'm trying to listen to what you're saying. I'm trying to really mm-hmm. get it. I feel like my dog. But there was just a different tone mm-hmm. in his voice. So we don't know. What if we go through this a couple times and all of a sudden it's like, okay, no, everything closes again? Or we don't know those things. I'm believing that not to be it. We're totally in agreement that this
yep.
virus is dead,
yep. Yep.
that the heat, that God sent the heat to kill it. But it's still an unknown, invisible thing that we don't really know how it's functioning. And so we need to just really be prepared to be able to move easily with the Lord.
Yeah, and it's walking in the Spirit. That's why the whole
yeah.
going to the Dwell module and the School of Jubilee, we are to be led by the Spirit. We are to be sustained in the Spirit. We are to find our refuge in Christ. We are to find all our resource in Christ. There's not anything that pertains to life and godliness that is not supplied to us through the power of God in the knowledge of God. And as we step into Christ, we begin to grow and hold a place. That's why the dwelling is going to become the new focal point. It's an old truth. It's as old as Jesus speaking it in John 15, but it's a current word coming out. So that's why we keep talking about, let's make sure we come into the future as God wants us to. Let's not try to, we're not
yeah.
going backwards. We have a new sanctuary. We're going to come as a new people, and we're going to come in a new way. So let me give a verse, and then we can talk about what we've heard in the guidelines and our plan, and then do some questions and answers for anybody. But in Isaiah 35, I love this. I got a text, an email from Rosie, who Rosie Bates, one of our administrators, got a note from a couple about when can we come back in and sharing their heart. And people, there are two people separated, and they're looking forward to coming. But as I was just answering back, this verse came, and I felt like this is the word of the Lord for all of Jubilee. It's in Isaiah 35, verse 8 through 10. A highway shall be there, a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. So there's a path. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's taking us into the future, which is Jesus Christ, and he's bringing us in a new way, and he's bringing us in a path where we will not be met by the unclean or the ravenous beast. But then he says how we will return, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing.
Yeah, amen.
With
hallelujah.
Everlasting joy on their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You know, every time we've been trying to sort out, okay, Lord, how show us the path. You know, and then you get that stopping moment. What do I do? And God, this has been so good. He keeps bringing 1 Thessalonians 5 back to me. The whole message, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. And now my fresh confession is when I don't know what to do, I say, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rejoice, pray, and give thanks.
This is the will of God.
In Christ, for me. So it's not like I don't have to figure everything out or I have to get everything to go the way I think it ought to go. I can just stay in joy. I can stay in a conversation with Jesus, and I can keep giving thanks. But I'm sure you've all heard the details. We have a limit of 100 people in the building, and we sought the Lord. We were, as you can tell, we weren't all ready for this. We thought we'd have a few more weeks, but we could bring in 70 people because we've got with the media and the worship and the staff, that's there takes us up to 100. So our plan is to start this Sunday, but we don't want to just start like, oh, everybody who wants to come, because I feel like the spirit of returning has to come with honoring those who need, who should be honored. Go ahead.
That's really good. But what I was going to say is that the other problem is this. We're not there, I mean, in the realm of the natural world yet. It's not like that family reunion.
No,
yay,
of course
we
not.
All get
no,
to come and hug and, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's going to be, which is awful, but it's going to be sort of like having to go to the grocery store. And for me, like, one of the most stressful things during this time has been going to the grocery store, because I'm like, I can't just like run in there and grab what I want and get in everybody's way or read a label or, you know, it's like you're covered up, your glasses are all fogged up from the stupid mask, you know, I'm clumsy with gloves on, but I use them, and then you're like feeling like you're dodging people every place and trying to stay out of everybody's way. And so, unfortunately, some of the restriction we're going to have, it will like feel like that. It won't be like we could just come and lay hands on you.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
We can release a blessing and the power of God and all of that.
That's why we've been doing, practicing the words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and the gifts of healing by verbally declaring what Spirit's saying. Because we can't come back in and start hugging everybody. I mean, we don't want the hug police here, but we just, it's like there's a respect to where we are. You see, this is a 3-week window for this all to be reviewed, churches gathering, and by honoring what we've all learned to honor in the other places of social distancing, of limitation, we're going to, what then we have the chance to just keep this from not spreading and just continue to disappear and go away. And I think,
Amen.
But that's why most of us, this is what we want to ask. The strong stay home. Those of you who have found a good connection online with us and are growing, stay there. Those of you who are the elderly or those who have had a weakened immune system or a compromised health issue, stay home. Don't. There's nothing to prove. It's not
exactly.
Like there's going to be more anointing in this building. I promise you the greater anointing is going to stay flowing online because that's who we're going to pay attention to because we have people all over the world now that are connecting with us. We've been enjoying, you know, many more people meeting us here, and we don't want to ever stop that because I do believe there the means of communication can expand and the connection of the Spirit. I've felt the Spirit of everybody more than often when we've been all together, and especially since we were all together in such a long period of time in such a certain, you know, repetitive course. That's now it's not going to be any of that.
One thing, though, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we have to thank God for our county and how the numbers have stayed so low. And we are really grieved over who we have lost. But by and large, the county's responded beautifully, and we don't want to see it go the other direction.
No. It was like the first time the beaches opened, or at least you could walk on the beach and you could go surfing. So we got all excited. This was like weeks ago. We got all excited, so we got our stuff ready. We got in the van and we headed over to our surf spot. But nobody told you could go surfing, but there was no place to leave your car. There's no parking on the PCH, so we go. Okay, well we can't surf that. That was the first day, so people were parking in front of people's homes, and they were getting all the neighbors irate.
It was just like a mad rush out there. Police like. Forming traffic blocks.
Los Angeles was still closed, and it was that first weekend Orange County opened up. But so we parked into Ventura and took a walk on the beach, and the tension of people trying to get what they felt they needed to have was so present that even though we enjoyed what we love walking at the ocean, it just felt like we came home, and I felt like, no, I'm just not going to push. I'm not, this is a time of being fasting, of separating ourselves to the new thing, not demanding the old thing. So we haven't been back to the beach yet. I figure until I can put my car somewhere, I'm kind of stuck.
Our kids are open to dropping us off and picking us up. But we're being patient.
Yeah, and thank you for everybody being patient. That's what we're going to ask. Because here's what I felt like we could do this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. The focus is being filled with the Spirit, a new baptism. The focus is Jesus Christ on the crown, on the throne. The focus is on his coronation, on his pouring out of the Spirit on a brand new place. We can all have that. In fact, people are doing watch parties. People are inviting friends to their house where there's relationship, there's safety, and there's limitations, you know, doing all what is your conscience allows and is safe. You come and watch the service together. That's a powerful thing we can be doing. We don't want to get sucked into the feeling of I'm alone and there's no one that is I'm a part of. In fact, this is what we want to do for the 70, and then we'll explain how we're going to do it. It says in Psalm 68, verse 4, sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name Yah and rejoice before him. This, I tell you, if you want to do anything to fix the future that you feel isn't working, start rejoicing.
Amen.
I'm telling you, joy has nothing to do with circumstances, everything to do with Jesus. And when you rejoice, when you step your joy back up, you step yourself into Jesus and his presence and his victory and his triumph. And so there we are. And we're going to all do that together. But then the next verse, he says, a father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. What we would like to ask is any that have really been isolated, those who find themselves outside of family, those who are single, those who are widowed, those who have maybe married, but there's no believers in your family, and you really are in a place that you would like to feel community, yeah. socially distanced, inside a building, but you'd like to be there, but we want to defer. Yeah, yeah. We want to let the weak, let the strong not please themselves. Let us give. The whole new Jubilee is going to be a people who are giving away their life to serve each other, to let each member do their part. So we have room for 70. And we have to keep the media strong. So we're going to put like 35 on one side of the building, 35 over on this side of the building, keep this central space. This prime real estate right now is going to be to keep the media moving. We've all come to enjoy the worship, the interaction, the connection. We're going to continue that. So the focus will be to the online audience, because this is for 3 weeks. We have this limitation is in place for 3 weeks. It could continue on. They could collapse it. They could expand it. I personally am not in a rights mindset. I've given up my rights so long ago to Jesus Christ. He is much more demanding than the government. And once he takes yeah. hold of your life yeah, to change yeah. you might as well just go with him. And if you're full of joy and if you're connected to him, abiding in him, he changes the atmosphere for you. But we will have two entrances. We want the rest of the building. Those are the other things that have been put in place. There are no Bible studies, no special ministries, no special services. We won't even do Wednesday service in that fashion. Just a Sunday gathering, 70 people. We're going to do it at 10 o'clock, like we've been doing service, just one service. Because if we tried to do two so we could get 140, I feel like we're striving. And then we've got to get a bunch of people come in here and wipe everything down in a short order. And, yeah, it just so we're going to do our 10 o'clock service to 10:30 or 11:30. Then Larry and Melanie will lead us in the global prayer journey. And we've been having so much fun with them. They carry us into a new realm of proclamations and declarations. But that's what we're going to do Sunday. So the question isn't, how do I get here? I want to be here. No, ask the Lord, what does he want me to do in releasing life where I live, where
can
I am?
Go ahead.
You've got to share the story. It's so good.
Okay. I see we have...
No. So you want questions. Question and answers. We want to let you. We've got some question and answers for chat. Get us that. But Cammie's going to tell the story.
Okay. So I'm going to tell what I'm going to do this Sunday. Okay. So if any of you probably don't know, we've all like had to sit in separate rooms from each other and then like rotate people around, because at one point we were only at like 7 people that could be in the building. And so what I would do is I come in so I can say hi to everybody, and then I'd go home, and with the dance group, we'd meet by Zoom, we'd put on Larry and Melanie, and we'd each dance in our own homes, we could all see each other and try to do the same thing. And anyways, out of that grew, they started Thursday nights in the park. I couldn't attend because our Thursdays are just so full. So last Sunday, they wanted to let me have the experience before, like, life went back to normal. I left here, and I was driving over to Constitution Park, and I got in the migration of the monarchs. And I think a lot of you have seen all the monarch butterflies around, but I was, like, literally on the freeway out here, just in the complete, I mean, it was, like, thousands of them. It was amazing. We get to the park. It's set up for Memorial Day. The flags are up. We have Larry and Melanie blasting in Constitution Park. We're waving our flags and stuff. And there's plenty of space out there to stay completely socially distanced and just enjoy the breeze. And it was really a very sweet moment. And the kind of the end clincher to me was that this gentleman came up who'd been walking in the park, and he had a Sons of Norway emblem, and there's only probably one person in Ventura County, me, who would even care about that. But he was, and his wife understood Hebrew, and they were just so touched by the music and the expression of dance. So I was leaving and I was thinking, Lord, I don't want to go backwards where like we're in our church bugging everybody, and right now we're not even supposed to sing or do anything that would exhale junk on each other. And so what we're going to do is I'll come and say hi, but we're going to meet in the park and we'll, again, Larry and Melanie, we can blast them out there and wave our flags and just enjoy the presence of God. And so if there's some of you that need that kind of connection, this it's a good, safe place, and the government is actually urging the churches to be outside.
Yeah. So be creative. Come up with your own idea. This is a Pentecost Sunday. Let it be a day of celebration and inclusion and being free. So 70 people in the building. We're asking for those that are widows, the singles, those who are they've really been alone, the ones that have been isolated. Join us. We can only allow, if we go beyond that, we won't be able to let you in. You'll be really sweet. You'll be have a great spirit.
You can go to the park.
You can go to the park. And masks are encouraged. And we'll have sanitation. And we will have a door from the main door in. We'll have a side door. And you'll come and you'll go. We will not be doing any of the huggings and all that. But questions? None yet. Okay, you got some questions. Bring them on. I think there was one more thing. It's so funny, you know, you can leave so quickly, like in 1 week. Oh, I've got something I really want to tell the church. This new season that you're entering into, you don't have a choice about it. Not because Jubilee's doing some funky idea. Jesus Christ is taking over his church, and he's decided to remove us from what we were comfortable in, especially on the rights issue. We had a great advantage prior to the shutdown. We had a six-week journey with 20 of Jubileans who were all planning to go to Israel.
Yeah.
And we were ready, and we had wind of this growing to a pandemic and the shutting down or the quarantining of people. This is before it touched America. And we had to start processing. What are we going to do? And it came about, for three weeks, we came and said, you know what, I'm not in a good, healthy position. I don't think I should go. My employer says if I go, I won't be able to come back to work. My children aren't comfortable with me coming. So all of a sudden, like eight people really felt like, no, we can't go. And what I have seen in the past, and we didn't do it. In the past, when we have to follow our conscience, so often we want to project it on other people and tell everybody that's what you're supposed to do, instead of being able to go, this is how the Lord's leading me. But so what we did is we said, okay, those who right now don't feel the freedom or the release of the Spirit to continue on, then you are released. You're a part of the team. You'll stay with us in prayer, and you won't. And those who are continuing to go will release, and those who are staying will release to go. This happened a second time. A few more had to drop off because the restrictions got tighter. We were up to the Sunday before the Sunday we were leaving. And again, it was the David facing Goliath message. How are we going to handle the fear and the pandemic? And suddenly again, okay, we're willing to go, Lord. We're willing to go. And yet a few more had to let go. But the beautiful thing was that we were in love. We were in love.
Yeah.
We loved each other. We didn't say, you see, right and wrong is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that thing was nailed to the cross. The tree of knowledge and good and evil, the right and wrong, the law of ordinances was nailed to the cross, so we don't know each other by right and wrong. So I don't know you, and we're friends because we're right or wrong, or we alienate. See, that's the tension that's growing in our country, and we have to bless our governor, bless our president, bless the earth. There's so much transitions taking place. So each of us are going to be hearing some new, different things.
Exactly.
That's why I want to give room for people that, children's ministry. Oh, thank you. Oh. Children's ministry. No children's ministry right now. Because I don't know, three-year-olds don't social distance well. I mean, we pretty well, it's an obvious, but it has actually been recorded. No children's ministry. We're not opening the office. We can't do the healing rooms. They're functioning powerfully on the Zoom. Restoration ministries on the Zoom. We're going to keep the wellness ministry going. But no children's ministry. Cafe cannot be open either because the cafe is the same thing. And when it reopens, however it does, one day it'll be a whole nother thing. You know, we probably won't be seeing buffets for a long time.
Yeah,
it's just,
exactly.
They call it the new normal. And I keep feeling the Lord saying, no, it's the supernatural. He wants to change the way he wants to keep the not the same so that we can go into the new. So new church. One thing we are looking to do, I said this in the beginning, let me unpack this a little bit. In Ephesians, it talks about that every member doing its part causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I believe when we reconvene, and as we are reconvening, we are to start walking in a purposeful love service toward each other. Everybody having a part, contributing. Our prayer to Pentecost has been so powerful because you're getting people, some are very comfortable praying, some are prayed not that often, but every declaration keeps growing. We're going to find and cultivate community in the smallest settings, in every member, small groups, stuff like that. Okay, what happens if I show up and the church is full? We're going to be very polite and smile and present and love you and suggest you go to the park.
Yeah.
I don't want to, listen, we kick the worship team out after we get done worship in service so that the next group can come in. We just have to be present. That's why I guess if you don't have to be here, don't rush in. This is a soft entry. We'll have some people at the doors. We want to keep everybody safe. So once we hit the number, we'll probably even have blue tape along the side outside in case we've got to let people in, not in a crowd. We're going to avoid the congestion. We're going to have socially distant seats, probably 10 feet apart. We have the room for that, thank God. And if we get to the number, we're going to say, hey, give us your name, and we'll make sure you get to come in. We don't want to do registration because it just seems like if it's a lot of work, and you know.
I think it'll all work out. When the dance group first wanted to go to the park, Camarillo had just put out a statement that we could have like 5 people in the park, you know, properly social distanced, and so the group was like really. Oh, how do we do this? Which 5 people do we choose? And I said, you know what? You know how this always works. There's always somebody who can't come. There's always like somebody who says they're coming, but then they don't come. It'll just work out. And I believe it worked out for them every single Thursday they were there and even had room to add people that came along and wanted to join in. So I don't think we have to worry about it.
I agree. But if we each with our heart, you see, we are no longer a people that are going to come together and just have a service and then go out and do our things. We are going to be an integrated community. It's like what you do, you know, we'll make room for each other. We'll give place to one another. And that's why I felt like this first Pentecost offering should be for those who are the most vulnerable, not necessarily physically vulnerable, because that probably isn't even your time to come out or come out and integrate. But those who are going, I'm living in my house. I have no believers. I have no fellowship. I have no one. I want to just be in the presence. But if you come and you go, oh, I can't come in, then I would do, Jesus, I need you to meet me. I'm going to go over to the park. I'm going to. See, that's why we've got to do this school.
Yeah.
That's why Join
That's
me.
Good.
I will teach you. I have spent 9 years walking with Jesus when life I could never change. And he kept saying, well, if you can't change it, you can join me. And I learned how to abide or to dwell with Christ. And learning to dwell with Christ, when we went into this pandemic, and I took the first walk once I realized, whoa, we're really going to be shut down. What does that mean? Where is it going? The first thing that Jesus said to me, he said, well, now you get to find out how wonderful I am, that I am health, that I am wealth.
Yeah.
And that isn't something you learn overnight, but this is the season to learn it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we do really just want to continue to believe that this is, there's no second peak, that we would just really see this virus just put down, that we don't have further problems this summer, that the county stays safe, and just continue to really pray and just agree with God in those ways.
And you, if you come, bring your smart device, you know, we will, and just stay connected. Stay engaged with the service. And that's why I think about inviting somebody over to your house in safe distancing and do a watch party with this service. Let's get creative. You know, there's people that are looking for connection and content that you would be the provider for by opening the door versus look. You see, it's just if we can shift from going, I need, to, Lord, how do I release? I want to give. There's really power in that. And when Pentecost is going to be
Amen.
Powerful.
Yeah. If
beloved, we started the beginning of the year going, kings and priests reign on earth, Revelation 5. And we start praying into this. Then we have our kings and priests banquet of love on the Wednesday before we're shut down. Probably wasn't a great idea to be all eating together like that, but we didn't know that, and here we are. We are kings and priests in training.
Yes.
And there's not one of us in the body of Christ that is not ready to rise up. I am telling you, Jesus Christ is the most satisfying, completing person. You cannot find fellowship better than in Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit. You can't find healing outside of Jesus Christ. You can find comfort. He is a husband. He is a wife. He is a son. He is a brother. He is anything we need him to be. And we're going to build this. And see, because then when we sit with him, when we're not going to go in and out, like my circumstances are awful and I don't know what to do. When we sit with him, we start to reign. That's where the rulership starts to take place. That's what the earth is crying out for. That's what everyone's asking. And we can be 90 years old. We can be 9 years old and start stepping in because it's the season of the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen. Yeah, and I really believe that the pouring out of the Spirit is going to happen for each of us. One, doesn't matter where we are, it's going to happen. We're just been praying into that. And there's been so much declaration about the Spirit of God being poured out on the sons and the daughters. And I'm super excited about Pentecost, but it doesn't mean we necessarily have to be in here all together like what we're used to. God is going to meet us this way or that way.
You know, in Acts chapter 2, it says,
and we're praying for all of
you.
That's
everybody.
Right. And we've got so many people all praying for everybody. It's like awesome.
Yeah, and Acts chapter 2 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. I was going, Lord, well, we're not going to be in one place. And I felt the nudge and said, well, go check what that word says. And it isn't a physical place. It's the one heart.
Yeah,
it's the one posture of receiving, of a heart of receiving. It's a presupposition. It's a something that God wants to place on. From this place of receiving, God can give. So the one heart, the one passion, the one unanimous desire, we can all be dispersed in separate entities, but if we're moving with faith, I believe God's going to pour joy. We're going to have a baptism of joy because
unspeakable. Yeah. Full of glory.
Yeah, and clarity and brilliance and the new language of God's coming. And then we'll see this Jesus whom we are now to know. The apostles preach a Christ of a glorified, resurrected, exalted, seated at the right hand of majesty on high, having received the promise of the Father. He pours it out, and he is both Lord and Christ, and it all just focuses on this glorified Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that is what Pentecost is about.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I want to, I'm just getting the Spirit of the Lord on me. The point is, you've got it. This is the time to put the demand on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't put demands on your family.
Or people.
Or anybody.
Because nobody can give it to you. He's the only one that can meet the need that's in your heart.
If I pull on Jesus and he then deals with my heart, sometimes he has to adjust my soul. Because so many times my soul gets in the way. It gets hurt. It's wounded. It's stubborn. It's angry. It's frustrated. It's afraid. But it never wants to bring that forward. It just has to have the Holy Spirit come and separate with the Word of God, the Spirit from the soul, and go, oh, yeah, right, okay. He deals with me, comforts me, righteousness, peace, joy, gets me full of joy and full of hope, gets me to be thankful for where I am and what's going on. Next thing you know, I am drinking of the waters of life freely. Then you are awesome.
Exactly. So are you. When I'm drinking of the waters of life freely, I like you too.
Yeah, it's because we're not needy and pushing and pulling. Now, there's times we need each other, and we have to be very honest in a relationship, but there's something about the sovereignty of God that's calling upon widows, single people, old people, young people, to move into Christ, to sit with him, to drink from him, because as the Holy Spirit pours out, we're all going to be thrust into a new level of service. Yeah. I mean, we're all going to be giving, caring, taking care of the young, the ones that are just starting the journey. So if you got all the way over here and you can't get in the building, then you say, Lord Jesus, I want the reward of driving over here, and I want a supernatural encounter. I want to be healed on the way home. I want to have a vision from heaven. I want to get spirit-filled. I'm going to speak in tongues all the way home. I'm going to sing the rest of the day. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to be thankful. And you try that and see if God doesn't just push you over into a whole other place. It's not about the natural world that we've artificially got suspended. And, we all use the word now lockdown. We're being unlocked.
Yes.
So let this, prepare yourself. Seek the Lord. What can I do to open my heart and my home and my future? We were going to start our small group ministry Sunday, on Pentecost Sunday. We had it all set. We were in place. We shifted because that wasn't going to be a physical possibility to the wellness teams of prayer and ministry. Some of those are going to metamorphose. I can see it in the heart and the care and the love that's already shown. The children's ministry they started the Chosen Children on a Facebook page that you could go and be. We started the prayer. Everybody's adapted, and I just don't think God is wanting to say, okay, I'll fold that all up, go back to where you were. No. Let's go into the new. We left on Passover.
Wow.
One man got a whole nation out of Egypt. It was a duel between Moses and Pharaoh. One man took a nation out. But then it took God a season, 40 years of training. They wandered. They were led. They only walked where the cloud went. They only got up and moved when the fire moved them at night. They were led. And it says they were led in the wilderness to learn to live by the words over them. So that when they crossed the Jordan, which is Pentecost, this coming into the promise, this brand new season, they went as a nation. They went as one. Pentecost, starting tomorrow night, Friday night, into Saturday, is Shavuot, which is the celebration of when Moses came down from the mountain with the law. And that was a celebration of how now a nation would have relationship with God. Do you know what happened on Pentecost? Jesus sent the Holy Spirit as the new covenant.
Thank you.
This is 2 Chronicles 3. The new covenant is the Spirit. The letter of the law kills. The Spirit gives life. The letter brings condemnation. The Spirit gives righteousness. So we are a people, every one of us, that are going, Lord, I am in relationship with Christ. My place is secure. My inheritance is eternal. I was known in Jesus before time began. No one can take my spot. No one can take away what God has ordained for me to be. God is never going to reject me. I am righteous through Christ. I am following him by the Spirit. I will fulfill what he has for me. From there, we're being led by the Spirit.
Amen. So I think what you're saying is that whether you get in the building or you don't get in the building, one way or the other,
you're getting into Pentecost.
You're getting into Pentecost, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get ready to close and pray for you. I think we got another question or two we want to answer, but please look for the new. Should people bring masks and gloves? Sure.
Yeah.
It's a conscience issue. They strongly recommend it, and yet if that's a conscience issue, we're not going to be, we'll have some available, and we're not, you know, we're just going to respect one another. Does that make sense? If so, you're not, somebody's going to go, hey, you know, I'm so healed of this, I'm not going to, that's fine, that's your faith. It's a Romans 14, don't go hug somebody. They may not want to be hugged because they're not as confident as you are, and maybe you really aren't, that shouldn't be. So, yeah, we recommend it, just like the grocery store. There's places that you want to do it for respect of other people versus a right. I feel like we're not supposed to be pushing for rights. We're supposed to be trying to be to love people and to love on people and to serve one another.
Yeah. And not to judge. You don't know everybody's story and why they're doing this the way they're doing it. That's between them and God. So whether you're like me and Vaughn's completely, you know, shrouded and all my stuff, or you just are somebody who feels free to be in there, it's just an individual conscience choice.
It's Romans 14. Yeah. We don't force somebody into our faith, because if you force somebody into your faith, you usually force them out of their faith.
Yeah, and it's the eating meat thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. How long do you think this soft open will last? We know it's going 3 weeks, because that's what the governor said. They asked for 3 weeks, and then the CDC for California will look over the effect of this. Just like the beaches and restaurants, and then they give next guidelines. And when we have those guidelines, we find the means. I think it's so three weeks. That's all I know.
And let's believe God. In these 3 weeks, there are no ill effects of all the things that are opening up.
Yeah, and if you do have questions, or you have that we haven't addressed, or you think later, think about just send an email to jubilee@jubileechurch.org. Very simple way. We just didn't want to get into a registration. I just feel like God does. Cammie's had so much faith that we're going to just walk into the future, and he's going to do all kinds of amazing things with every one of us. And it's not going to turn into a frustration. And if something.
Yeah. So if it's like there's no toilet paper, goes back in that. Oh, I can't get in the church. No, that's not where we want to go.
Yeah. We're not in fear. We're not in greed. We're not hoarding. We're giving room. Because your future is in Jesus Christ. Your future is not in Jubilee Church. It's not in in California. It's not in our job. It's in Jesus Christ. We're going to join us. That 12 sessions in 6 weeks. It's a first fruits. It's to give away. I felt, I'm going to tell them myself. I shouldn't do this, but I'm just going to tell them myself. So we're putting together the course, and First off, God says, I want you to do it now. I want you to do it right away. I want you to do this Tuesday.
Can you guys imagine what I live with? Mad professor running around.
Well, he said, enough prayer. And I thought, enough prayer? He said, yeah, it's time to act. So, okay, we're in. We'll do it. All right, whatever. Then he says, I want you to give it as a first fruits. We want to give it away. It's a $600 value. And I thought, $600 value? Oh, I didn't know. How'd you come up with that? And I thought, well, that's actually a $50 an hour course. It would be reasonable. But where did you, Father, come up with the $600? He said to me, well, it costs you at least $500,000 of mistakes to learn this. So literally, we don't learn Christ by doing the right thing. We learn Christ by yielding to him in the wrong things. Yeah. And that's where we are. That's where we're going. And so I want to just release... let's bless.
Yeah.
Let's just start to pray. Lord, Father, we are asking you for all of Jubilee and all our new family of Jubilee that's growing around the world, that you are doing something that's never going to be the same. Thank you for the online church congregation that we will forever be able to step into at any time and grow in all ways. Thank you for an online school that allow us to have the convenience of being able to be live or come back and find it on demand and to grow together without all of the restrictions of coming into a physical place. Thank you for all the growth that has come in every one of our lives. Even if we've not had a good time, it's still, you told me, revelation brings tribulation, but then patience brings perfection. And the perfection and revelation we all want to be in, but this tribulation and patience is a difficult time. But we bless this season. We bless you in Jesus' name. You have not gone through what you've gone through to just end up running back to what you had. You're coming into the new. Even if you're going, I don't want the new, you are going to enjoy it because it's a new day. We are the redeemed. We are returning into the Zion. We're going back into the future to go into the new. But it's going to be fresh.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I pray the baptism of the Holy Spirit now come.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord rise up. Even as we make our declarations tomorrow on Facebook Live, let the declarations rise. Let the sound of the body of Christ raising their voice in agreement with Jesus Christ and his word be a sound that the Spirit of God come and collect together and release this new expression of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Bless your body. Bless everyone. Yes, Lord. Open
thank
us, ready
you,
us for Pentecost.
God. Yes. And Lord, I just thank you that in your presence is the fullness of joy, Lord. And Father, I just say in Jesus' name that every single individual is going to find your presence. In Jesus' name.
Whoa,
power. Yeah, yes.
Take a moment, pull. Receive the Holy Spirit. We're stepping beyond.
Lord, I thank you that sorrow and sighing is fleeing away, Father. I thank you that we're coming with that everlasting joy on our heads. I thank you that we are beholding the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mm. Father, we're forgetting the past, Lord. You said, daughter, forget the past. Go forward in the future, Lord. We're forgetting the familiar things, Lord. It's a new day. It's a brand new day, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your body is coming out into the light, into the fullness of all that you have purchased for your body, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, for the good work that you're doing in each heart, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you will complete it, Lord. I thank you that you're perfecting everything that concerns anybody, Lord. I thank you that you're healing and you're delivering, Lord, that you're wrapping people in love, Lord, that you're giving confidence and security in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you're changing old mindsets, Lord, I thank you, Father, that we're all seeing new, Lord. It's a new paradigm. We're seeing according to your spirit, Lord. Lord, I thank you. We're seeing in the spirit, not in the natural. We're in the spirit. We're seeing from our heavenly seat. We're not seeing from where we're sitting here on earth, but we're seeing where we sit, our heavenly seat. We're there with you. Wow.
Whoa. We have this sentence in depth. I hear this word of knowledge for many, and I think it has to do with what you heard. There is a comfort of the Holy Spirit that's coming to every one of us, and I want you to receive it. Especially, it says, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, we don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. This was the Apostle Paul. He didn't want to keep going. This is real. We didn't know what to do or how to go forward. Yes, we have the sentence of death in ourselves. This is something that's real to all of us at some point, and many consequent times, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. I believe right now that you just take your burden and hand it to Jesus and feel the freedom to articulate it. Lord, I feel alone. I feel scared. I'm afraid. I'm angry. I don't know where I'm going. And then bring that with you into Christ and let him receive it. He will not push you away because you're carrying something that makes you feel less than you wanted to be. You bring it, the honest heart, you approach him. And then what happens is God takes what is impossible for you, and he says, now let me be the supernatural sustenance. I will be the one who brings deliverance. I bring the resurrection. I bring the comfort. I'm in the next 72 hours, as we move our way to Pentecost, there's going to be moments of joy breaking through. Let them come. Don't disconnect from the reason you shouldn't be joyful and let joy come. Disconnect from the things that would keep you worrying and let your thanksgiving rise, because there's healing. There's healing for bodies. There's healings for minds. There are reversals of financial circumstances that are coming. There are breakthroughs. There's healing, real healing, hope, joy. There is a door that the Lord is opening. When Pentecost came, the church was born, and everyone just stepped into another place and began to live from that place, and they never returned. Traditions came in and robbed us. We went backwards and tried to be like those who would hold our relationship based on our works rather than our faith. But all that's going to come off. It's been stripped away through our circumstances. And now God says, I'm about to take every one of us into a new place. And it's not going to be the place you came out of. It's going to be the place I'm at. I'm bringing you into my son, into his fulfillment, into his victory. And you will rejoice. The redeemed of the Lord are returning to Zion. Yes. That's where we're headed. Yeah. And with everlasting joy upon our heads, and sorrow and sighing are fleeing away. Lord, I bless. I just thank you for everyone. And I rejoice in what we're going to walk together. Lord, you decide. You bring those who should be here, those who have been alone, who have been isolated, who are the widows, the singles, the single moms, and bring it inside of the 70 just supernaturally. And those who can stand and connect and stay engaged online, and those who can open their homes and become one of the receivers or go out and be one of the contributors in a new way, just so long as we're one in one accord, in the one posture of receiving, so that we can all break into that future. Do it, Father. We trust you for that. Bless everything, and then launch us from there into the new season that you've called us into, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Holy Spirit. Well, listen, we love you. We do miss you. And yeah, things will change, but not until God brings everything into his future. And so be strong and rejoice and celebrate and look forward to being one body together in many places, in many ways, this Pentecost, in Jesus' name.
Amen.